We now come to the stage of after finishing Magid to Rachsa, and the question which we have is: this is a regular Natila which you're doing for Pas, with all of the halachas of the Natila. But your hands are clean. You wash your hands before the Haggadah, and you did not go out. And you were saying the Haggadah. You were sitting there with your hands properly held. They shouldn't be touching parts of your body which would cause you to have to wash again. You're saying words of Kedusha. You're not going to be doing that. So your hands are clean. So how could you now say that you're mechuyev asher kedusham and sabat zivanu? We are commanded to wash our hands when we know that our hands are clean. So we mentioned before that Prima Gadim says that the first until you should have in mind that it's not being yotze for now. So at this point in time, you no longer have shmir shidayim. You're not yotze. The Bir Loch finds it very questionable if that works. So he says a person should, if a person is aware that if a person is not sure if the hands are clean or not, so of course you're mechuyev when washing and mechuyev with a bracha. But if you know that your hands are clean, you should bring yourself to a situation of chiyuv. So a person would rub a part of the body, their hair or part of the body which is normally covered with their hands. And this is now is machaya, then they have to wash their hands before they eat the meal, because a person touches those parts of the body, a person would have to wash. Touching one's shoes is actually which is a common idea that people have. Well, you touch your shoes and you have to wash a chiyuv natila. But Mishabur comes out in Siman Daled that touching shoes is actually an issue of nikius, not an issue of ruach ra. And therefore, possibly nowadays that the world that we walk in is a much cleaner world. So that would not necessarily be an issue which generates a lack of nikius. That would be mechayev you for natila for the purpose of eating bread. So a person would not use that eitzah. I just want to say one aside issue. Talking about areas of person on the flip side, a person should be careful during the meal not to touch those places which would cause your have to wash your hands again. You don't want to touch that during the meal any time, because now your hands are not clean. And once your hands are not clean, you may not continue to eat. You have to stop chewing, stop swallowing. You can chew, but you can't swallow. Go wash your hands, etc. So the Bir Halacha mentions an idea in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim that if a person touches a beggar which is full of zeya, which is full of sweat, it's also mechayev netilah. So one example of this is a hat band. The person has a used hat, not a brand new hat, but a used hat. So eventually a large amount of sweat absorbs into the hat band inside of the head, the part which sits on the head. Your head is sweaty, your hair is sweaty, your hair is oily, and eventually it generates a zuamod, a dirt there, a film of something which is unpleasant, etc. So a person should avoid touching that, especially during the meal. If a person does touch that, a person really should wash their hands. So after Rachsa, we'll be Matzi Matzah, we'll leave that for the next